All right, so I talked about this earlier, so the timing of this works out quite nicely. And that is, we talked earlier about the MEDC and Faye Baydoun, right? Faye Baydoun, $20 million that she's getting, right? That she's getting, and she's part of the MEDC. How does that even make sense? MEDC. Steve DeLee is the director of Open Government and Transparency at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Steve, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, and this Faye Baydoun story, just 20, this was snuck in. There was $1 billion snuck into the budget, right, of the $76 billion budget, like just moments before they ran the whole thing through back in July, right? So now we see all this money popping up in here, and this woman has created a nonprofit, apparently, claims that it was Jason Wentworth who was the sponsor. He says, I'm not the sponsor of that $20 million grant. What's going on with transparency? Remember how Gretchen Whitmer said she'd, you know, be the, you know, the Michigan Sunshine Plan, all that stuff? She'd be the most transparent, especially for the MEDC. I'm just not seeing it, Steve. Am I missing something here?
Well, I would say not really. You're correct. The governor in 2018 was very clear she was going to make the MEDC more transparent, 100% transparent in her words. And that has not yet come to pass.
In fact, Michigan remains, if I'm not mistaken, one of only two states in America where we can't even file a Freedom of Information Act to get stuff from the governor or other parts of the state government. We can't even file FOIA requests in Michigan, not yet, right?
That's correct. With the MEDC, at least we can file the request. Now, if you happen to file that request, it's very likely that you're going to get quoted a very high fee. But if you FOIA the governor or the legislature, they're just going to respond that they're exempt from that law.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. I use this interesting Detroit News piece, right, about Faye Baydoun as a starting point. But then you look at the fact that private companies are getting how many billions of dollars from Michigan this year? And here's the thing. As you read through this, Faye Baydoun's $20 million deal, there's no details. You're getting all this money to do what? To be spent how and on whom? And there's no details. How the hell are we putting through billions of dollars in spending, Steve, if we don't know where we're spending it, or they're not telling us? Oh, it's just, hey, no big deal, don't worry about it, trust us. I'm sorry, but no, I don't trust them, and they're not telling us where all this money's going, are they?
No, and you asked a very good question, which is, who's getting the money, how much money, you know, some idea of the details on these particular arrangements. They're very difficult to get. So we asked for those details for 2018 to present, basically. And it was going to cost us over $5,000 to be able to look at just who got the deals, not even the dollar values. When you ask for the dollar values, the MEDC will redact those. So it becomes very difficult to track this program or where the money's going or how much.
So wait a second. So wait a second. We've got a $76 billion budget. We've got billions of dollars being earmarked for private companies. We've got donors and people. I mean, Faye Baydoun sits on the MEDC board, and she's getting a $20 million grant. Doesn't even have to pay it back. We don't know what it's being spent for. I mean, and that's just one easy example that came out today in the Detroit News. I mean, this is easy stuff to look at and say, wait a second. And they can redact the numbers, Steve, and not tell us anything. And I'm not okay with that. Why is that happening?
Well, it's largely due to the fact that our Freedom of Information Act just isn't working as intended. You know, in theory, public records should be easily accessible. They should be fast to get. They should be cheap. And that's just not the case. And so when you see these kinds of redactions, it shows just how broken the existing law is.
The law is broken. So why is it so hard for the legislature to have a bipartisan, you know, bill, a Republican sponsor and a Democrat sponsor, can say, look, we need transparency. We want FOIA requests for the governor. We want open books for MEDC. We want to know how the money's being spent. It's being taken from our citizens, from our taxpayers. We want to know how it's being spent and why it's being spent. Why can't we get legislation to the governor's desk? It should be pretty straightforward, shouldn't it?
Well, it should be straightforward, and those bills have been introduced. They were introduced last session. They were just reintroduced this session. And I'm hopeful that this session we can have both sides come together, especially given the narrow majority that the Democrats currently hold. I'm hoping this can be a bipartisan win, that everyone can get together and really make the changes needed to make FOIA work for the people of Michigan.
Right. What? Give me the list of changes that you think would that need to happen now. I mean, you're submerged in this, right?
I am. So there's really three things that we need to address: excessive fees, excessive redactions, and excessive delays. If you can solve those three problems by changing the incentive structure of FOIA, I think you'll see a much more transparent Michigan.
Well, we need to start there now. But the problem is, I don't know that you can get. Can we get Democrats to support it? That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I mean, they have in the past, and I think this is a great opportunity to push through legislation that the overwhelming majority of Michiganders support. There's no reason why this shouldn't be moving already, and I think this is the opportunity to really come together and show governing from the middle.
Yeah, we because look, when all of this money is spent, Steve, people don't feel good about it. We don't. We don't feel like we're being treated fairly. We don't feel like we're being informed. We feel like they're always sneaking around and they're taking our money with them and sneaking around in the dark. And I think a lot of people find that just grossly inappropriate. I give you the last word.
Well, I think people have a right to know how their money is being spent and
yes,
on what projects. And changing FOIA, fixing FOIA is a great way to do that.
Who do I call? I want a bill introduced now. Yeah, I want it to the Delay Open Meetings Bill or whatever we call it. I just want it to be out there. The MEDC, I mean, they spend so much money. You have no idea how it goes anywhere. It's inefficient. It's a mess, and we need to know more. Steve Delay, thank you for being here as always.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. Keep doing the good work because somebody's got to, you know, do that. All right, there you have it. And again, $1 billion to pet projects. $1 billion to pet projects. And they don't think that, not only they think they don't have to answer to us, they don't answer to us. They don't show us anything, do they? No, they don't. By the way, Michigan's premier water treatment company is Wolverine. They're transparent and their water's clean. Locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years, Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Support the home team and our good friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team, WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Trust me, the reverse osmosis water treatment system I have in my house, best thing I ever did. Ever. Yeah. Anyhow, Michigan, among 23 states which need to curb smog. You ever worry about smog in Michigan? Me either. We'll talk about it after the break.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist.
Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medication.
Got them. And my insulin supplies.
Exercise. Check. At least 30 minutes most days.
Blood sugar level?
On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check. How am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7, racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit standfordiabetes.org. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOID made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis U.S.
presenting Great Moments in FirstGov.gov History. For years, Americans have turned to FirstGov.gov for their government information. 2000, Mrs. Marilyn Gorman takes online government to new heights, applying for Social Security benefits before breakfast.
And got him. Okay, who wants pancakes?
2002, in what later became known as the download heard round the world, the Duggins of Wichita print their own passport applications in their underwear.
Honey, get dressed. Looks like we're going to Luxembourg.
And 2004, FirstGov.gov astounds Anna Maria Montero of Biloxi by promptly answering all her emails, no matter how often she asks a question about the government.
Sure, the U.S. government can get back to me every time, but that son of mine, huh.
Make your own great moment. Log on today, FirstGov.gov. It's government made easy.